Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College presents Liberty Mail with the student fellows of Faith and Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Liberty Mail. My name is Grace Riley and I'm here on the ground at CPAC with the Institute for Faith and Freedom. I'm so happy to be here. It's been a good experience here the past 2 days that we've been attending. And along with me, there are a few other fellows on the ground who will post their own analysis, I believe, on Checkpoint, so you can be looking for that. And also, we have some staff here from the Institute for Faith and Freedom, so it's been fun to be able to come down. I am alone here, though, as far as the Liberty Mail team. Katie's not with us, so it'll just be me today in this nice hotel room makeshift studio. So I apologize for the quality considering that. But this is my fourth CPAC, so I have an ability to kind of draw back and look at what's changed or what's the same about the past few years. And also, I'm going to give you just some perspective on, I think, the really big takeaway here that's good. So please be waiting for that and keep watching. But just to start, I was surprised getting here because I had thought this CPAC would be a lot busier than past ones since it's an election year. So, which would have made sense, but from what I noticed on Thursday getting here, it seemed like there were not as many people as normal, but today though, it seemed like there were more. So it seems now like there's more people. Today the room was full when I walked in, so it seems like there are a good amount of people here. It does still seem like maybe less than last year, which I'm not sure the reason for that. I haven't been here long enough or been able to investigate that or analyze it further. I'm sure other reporters have thoughts on it and have said things, but not sure the reason, but it does seem like less people. But even with that considered, I think the main takeaway is that of the people here, they're here because they want to preserve American values and care, and that gives me hope. So at CPAC, there are a few kinds of people that come. One of the kinds of people are people who come for work, who are involved in politics, work in politics, myself included, being here with the Institute for Faith and Freedom. So you have a lot of these political types who are giving analysis from that perspective, who kind of know the inner workings of the conservative movement politically and whatnot. But also you have everyday Americans, right? So just Americans that are coming because they care about the future of America. They want to stand firmly in preserving American values. They want to learn more about how they can do that. And they want to be in a place where they're with like-minded people and where they can hear speakers and learn from them. And I think that's the thing that we should be focused on. The reason being, of course, there may be criticisms of CPAC, and that's fine. And other conservatives also would criticize CPAC. Probably the other fellows here will have their own opinions, which again, you can find probably at Checkpoint's website, so be looking for that. But I would say that we should definitely be focused on the fact that there are a lot of people here who came because they are enthusiastic and care about preserving the future of America. I walked around and was able to talk to a lot of people who are here because they're concerned and they want to do their part. And they want to be involved. They want to be standing up and standing firmly. And a lot of people here were just excited to hear from the speakers, to be able to learn more, to meet some people that they look up to or watch in politics, whatever it may be. The point being, see, one thing that's special about these kinds of events, so CPAC, Turning Point USA events that I used to go, that I went to as a student. So we'll switch gears a little here and come back around. But when I was 15, that's when I first became involved in politics. And the way that I really started my advocacy was going to a Turning Point USA conference. It was the High School Leadership Summit, and I had seen an ad for it on social media. And from that, I decided, this looks really cool. I want to go and be involved and learn more. And after going to that event, I was inspired. I didn't even meet that many people, I would say, but just from hearing the speakers, I got up early in the morning, waited outside the door to sit in the first row of the conference to be able to hear these speakers. And I was wide-eyed and really excited and a total nerd about it, just wanting to hear about conservatism and politics and what was going on and hear from leaders who were in Congress or who were doing real things in the political movement. And that was something that was so impactful in my life and then led me to not only pursue politics more, but it gave me the courage to stand up more publicly for conservative values, and it gave me the motivation and courage just kind of to know that I wasn't alone, because there was a community at this event of like-minded individuals. And I grew up in Connecticut, so I wasn't around other Christian conservatives. I was very much the little island there, where it was not very common to find people that had the same worldview or agreed with me. It was a lot more common to find the opposite, people who would oppose the things that I was standing for. So being able to go to conferences where I was surrounded by like-minded people for a few days and was able to learn and really take in things from speakers, that was so valuable to me. And I found that at CPAC too, where just going and listening to the speakers, it was a place to learn, a place to be able to talk to people, meet people, kind of find out their stories a little. And it was a great place to network and be united with people who care about the future of America, share, you know, values and views, and to just be a reminder and an encouragement that there are a lot of people standing in this fight for the future of our country against radical leftist ideas, and that in standing for Christian conservative values, we're not alone. So I think that that's a huge takeaway from this year's CPAC, and I think every year's CPAC, every year that they do something like this, it's important to remember that, even amidst all of the criticism that maybe CPAC would get or other conferences, it's important to remember that the people that come here are coming here, and it's a good thing, and they're able to find community of like-minded individuals and then take what they learn here and just the encouragement, go back home where maybe, who knows, maybe they are in a Christian conservative community, who knows. I would guess most likely not, because the real world is not that way. It's a lot more rare to be around Christian conservatives. So basically then taking this stuff back home and being empowered to stand and to stand firm, that's a very real thing, and that's an encouraging thing and something that's really great. So definitely that's a good thing. And just going a bit off track, and we'll again come back. So we're continuing off track, I guess I should say, and then eventually we'll get back to the point. But today I was able to do an interview with the Freedom Center at Liberty University, and in that interview we talked about IFF, so the Institute for Faith and Freedom, Grove City College, and just the importance of a Christian education, what Christianity and education have in common, what they mean, what the interaction between them should be. And it was a good conversation, really about the importance of having Christianity and the worldview align when it comes to education. They should not be separated things, because at nature they're not. And even schools that claim to be non-biased or non-religious, they're worshiping something, and I think it's been proven that that's not true. Schools are not non-biased. They're leaning heavily to the left, and they are adamantly opposed to Christianity. They're not neutral about it. They are adamantly against it. And that is really important and has profound impacts, and we can see that. Just a little side note example would be the fact that new statistics are showing that 60 to 70%, so this is a few different studies that all found between 60 and 70% of people are leaving the church when they graduate high school. So when they're making that transition from being with their parents or families and going to church, going off on their own to college, a lot of people are leaving the church, young people. And along with that, as we discussed on a previous Liberty Mail episode, there are record numbers of Americans now who are identifying as religiously unaffiliated. So combine those two things, and that's a tangible way to see this problem. Now, there are a lot of other ways to analyze the problems in our culture and in our country, especially in the way of faith and a lack of it. But again, the importance of a Christian education really can't be overstated, and my experience at Grove City has been so transformative. It's helped me to become the person that I am today, where it's given me an environment to grow and to grow comfortably, where I've been surrounded by a wonderful community of people that lift me up and people who want to help me grow. And that's the experience of, I would hope, all other Grove City students. I'm sure not all, but most, where it's a place where, again, you're surrounded by great people who are helping you be better and just coming alongside you in the faith, which is really, really special and great and can't be found a lot of other places. So that's important, along with the way that it then pairs with knowledge, because the way that Grove City does their academics too, where they require Western civilization and Christianity and civilization, things like that, have really helped me to grow my knowledge base. Being able to study under professors like Dr. Truman, Dr. Carl Truman, Dr. Paul Kengor, Dr. Jason Edwards, and more. There are far more, but the point being, the professors really do take their job seriously and they care to get to know the students. And it's really just been a great experience that I've reflected a lot on recently because my graduation's approaching. So I've been thinking a lot about how Grove City is really, how it's impacted me and what lessons I can take from my time here. And again, just reflecting on what it's been being there the past few years as I look to the future. So I'm really, really grateful. And I hope that that serves as an encouragement to people. So if you know young people in your lives, whether that be a grandchild or just a child, friend, sibling, niece, nephew, whatever it may be, encourage them to look at Christian schools if they're going to go to college. And I don't think college needs to be the decision for everyone, but if that is a decision that someone's going to make, it should be a priority that that school is going to align with values in the sense of building up a foundation, right? Because yes, you could go to a school where it's not going to align with your values at all, and that can grow a person in a lot of ways. People can grow in environments like that in good ways. It's good to surround yourself with people you disagree with so that you can grow in that way. But I would argue that it's better at this stage of life to be focused on building your firm foundation in knowledge and faith to then go out into the world and be equipped to better approach these issues, better approach all of the people that you'll be around that you will disagree with. There's no hiding from that in life. So that's what I would say on that. And that again came up because it was in an interview today, which should be released soon, but it's just something I've been thinking a lot about and the blessings that I've had at Grove City, the Institute for Faith and Freedom being a big part of that, giving me a lot of opportunities to be able to grow and develop more as a professional. So I'm very, very grateful for all of that. And now getting back to CPAC. So now getting back on track a little bit more. It's important to note that CPAC is very centered around former President Trump and his run for the 2024 election. So CPAC has decided him as the nominee and the straw poll is covering who his vice president pick should be. Now, we'll see what the results are for that. You can look at what the results are right now as you're watching this amongst the candidates because it will have been released. And it'll be really interesting to see when he announces that and what happens. But anyway, it's, again, really, really interesting. And I know that some people disagree with deciding on Trump as the nominee now, but what I would say is that the numbers have been clear from the start, pretty much, where Trump has been so far ahead, whether you like him or not. That's just a fact where the numbers have been so far ahead, where it hasn't even really been a competition of him versus the second runner-up. So even now, again, he's way far ahead in everything, where that's kind of inevitable. But we'll see what continues to happen, and obviously people have a lot of different thoughts on that, but CPAC's definitely rallied around him. The people who are here are largely supporters of Trump or are happy with it. Not everyone, but for the most part, which makes sense with the way that CPAC has been organized this year around Trump especially. So that's another thing important to note, and that's an interesting takeaway coming out of CPAC. So overall, it's really been a great experience. Some things unexpected. Again, I think there are less people here than I would have expected than last year for whatever reason. But I don't think that that takes away from the momentum of the main mission, meaning this is an event happening in DC, obviously, or in National Harbor. with people, and it's one thing. But again, there are a lot of people here for the reasons of the mission of the conservative movement, as well as obviously all of you at home. So that's really important to focus on, I think. Overall, it's been a great experience. I'm really interested to see what happens in the coming days. I can't see the future yet, but you can, because you're watching this at a time where this has all already happened. So it will be interesting to see how everything goes. But for now, thank you for watching Liberty Mail. It's been a pleasure to be with you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and please remember to like and subscribe to stay up to date with the latest episodes. And come back next week. We'll be in the studio, and we will see you then.
For more information on the Institute for Faith and Freedom, visit faithandfreedom.com.